Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Lee.
Good
How
morning,
are you doing?
Karen. Doing okay.
Good. Fantastic. Not so good in D.C.
Yeah, this is just horrific.
Heartbreaking. Oh, he had already bought her the ring.
Yeah.
She didn't know. She's never going to know. Because she was assassinated by a left-wing lunatic.
Yep.
And folks, this is exactly what Marco Rubio tried to warn us about literally over the last 48 hours. As Marco Rubio was asked, our Secretary of State, again and again and again by enraged Democrats at these hearings. Last 2 days, I got a bunch of audio on it. But can't you please just let violent Palestinian activists stay? Please. Jewish students will get over it if they can't go to class. He said, no, I pulled 2,000 visas. I'll pull 2,000 more. I've been screaming about this for a year. What are you watching? You are watching the merger of the Democrat Party and of Iran. You are watching openly John Kirby spokesperson Joe Biden admit, yeah, Iran funds a lot of these demonstrations. You mean the ones in which Democrat kids are marching around on campus, terrifying Jews, spitting on them, where the administrations of these campuses, universities tell the Jewish students to stay home, it's too dangerous for you, but let foreigners on campus who aren't even students to terrorize them. Yeah, those. Partially funded by Democrat donors, partially funded by Iran. How is that even legal? I can't imagine. There is a nexus of terror starting on our campuses. That is where the radicalization happens. When you look into the visa histories of many of these people, we have done it. Their family members are literal terrorists. One guy the Democrats are advocating for, I'll pull the paper again, Lee. His cousin was on the hang glider that went into Israel. Called him a martyr. Another one, New York Post, is advocating for the violent end of Western civilization. Democrats are fist in the air. We love it. March with us. We hate America too. These aren't a couple of kids asking some questions about Israel, as kids always have, marching around and protesting. These are violent terrorists, terrorist supporters from other countries. Here's Danny Dayan, former Israeli ambassador, and Carly Shimkus, on who this 30-year-old shooter was who put his fist in the air and yelled, Free Palestine. Where did he learn to do that before killing this beautiful, innocent young couple? Where did he learn to do that? Marco Rubio is utterly vindicated this morning. Pull another 2,000 visas. Wipe them out. No more of these people on our campuses. I'm all for the First Amendment. I love the First Amendment, Lee. And there is absolutely nothing, nothing whatsoever keeping you from experiencing the First Amendment on X in your country. Do it from Syria. Do it from Palestine. I don't care where you do it from. Not our campuses. Who was this guy? Who was this shooter?
We do know that he was 30 years old from the Chicago area and apparently a member of a radical left-wing group that advocated on behalf of Palestinians.
Of course he was.
What do you think about where he was radicalized? A radical...
It should be stopped.
Well, we don't know a whole lot about the suspect just yet, although we do know that he was 30 years old from the Chicago area and apparently a member of a radical left-wing group that advocated on behalf of Palestinians. What do you think about where he was radicalized?
Sorry about that, Rita.
You know, the first thing I did when I heard about this terrible news is to see in which college he studied. And he studied in the University of Illinois in Chicago. Then I went to the social media of students supporting Students for Justice on Palestine, so-called Students for Justice in Palestine. Actually, they are students for the annihilation of Israel in that specific university. And I found that it's one of the most vicious, most virulent, one of the most nasty chapters of this terrorist sympathizing organization. So, you know, when in the legitimate discourse, protected discourse in these colleges, this include statements like globalize the intifada, eliminate the state of Israel, every Zionist is a legitimate target, then you should not be surprised that it happened. I didn't look about the faculty in this specific university, but I would not be surprised it's also the faculty in this specific university indoctrinated the assassin, the murderer, Rodriguez, in this direction. You cannot...
This is an absolute disease on our campuses. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is not, should we support Israel? Should we fund Israel? Should, you know, what should our military involvement be with the Israelis? That's a fine debate to have. We can have that debate. That's no problem. This is mass murder. This is what this is. These are people who advocate for mass murder and recruit for terror. That is who they are. They're on our campuses. The left loves them, wants to keep them there. What you're going to have is a recruitment nexus, and eventually we're going to be talking about terrorist groups on campus who, you know, are planning terror attacks. That this is all coming. It's so obvious that this is coming. But the good news is Marco Rubio is not stopping. He did not apologize, and he didn't back down or flinch one iota. We're not even at 72 hours before he was vindicated. On this idea that no, you don't deserve to be able to come here on a visa. He was arguing with Pramila Jayapal just yesterday. But they should have First Amendment rights. No, they shouldn't. They are not Americans. You come here to advocate for designated terror groups? Lee, what part of material support for terror do these people not get? I don't understand. It's not legal. I can't go on my Twitter feed and try to recruit for ISIS. That is illegal. That's not free speech. And I'm an American. You can't do that.
If you are on a visa, you are a guest in this country. Now, this country offers a hospitable way for people to enter this country who are citizens of another country. But if you violate the rules, the paradigms of that relationship, then this nation, this sovereign nation, has every right to tell you, get out. And if you violate our laws, we have every right to imprison, well, try and convict and then imprison or deport those individuals. You are a guest. If someone comes into my house and I offer them an opportunity to stay and sleep in a bedroom, if they violate what I say happens in my house and I tell them to leave and they say, no, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay in this bedroom. That's not going to end well. And it's the same thing. You are a guest when you are on a visa in this country. And we have every right as a sovereign nation to do anything within the human rights issues to get them to go if they are being a troublemaker, if they are violating our rules, our social norms, or whatever, or our laws, we have every right to tell them to leave or to forcibly remove them.
We do. And again, I remain confused about, Hamas is a designated terror group. It has been so since the 1990s. It has the same designation as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. And so I do not understand how you could be on campus materially supporting this group, advocating for them, handing out flyers for them, lauding their heroes as martyrs. I don't get it. I've been saving this audio, actually meant to get to it earlier in the week, and it's just sitting here. I was going to play it yesterday, ironically. And they had a Zoom call among the student leaders of these groups that are on a lot of our campuses now, at least the more liberal ones. This is a Sound Me Down official by the name of Mohammed Khatib. I just want you to hear the kind of things that are said on these calls.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
Right there on the Zoom. Yeah. They're not hiding it because they know these liberal officials love this. You say this, you're getting a visa, you're getting into Ivy League schools. They can't get enough of it. Let me play this again. This is one of the leaders. This is one of the student groups, okay? This is bigger than let's have a debate about Israel.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, he's just simply calling for the overthrow of the U.S. government. So,
right, which is what the Democrats want to do. So, I mean, they think this is great, right? Do you think this is what they think we can learn from these people? Until the bombs start going off, yeah, you'll learn plenty of things. This is Lee, the same call. This is Students for Justice in Palestine. So these groups coordinate, okay? They are funded by our enemies. They are funded by Iran. And these are the kind of things, these talking about these groups, not the individuals. These are the kind of things that they say on these calls.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism. Destroy,
by the way, free Mumia, that he's a cop killer, just so we're clear where we're going on this.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism and the system of extraction that it relies on to perpetuate itself. And we will do it by organizing in a manner that actively undermines and destabilizes the legitimacy and the, you know, power of the state and the power and legitimacy of capitalism.
They're not hiding it. This is why Democrats love them and march with them. And now we've got an assassination. Lee, this is the same thing that led that other Democrat left-wing lunatic to attempt to hurt Josh Shapiro's family, the governor of Pennsylvania. Yeah. It's going to be every week now. This is what, if you listen to news and radio in the Middle East, this is what it sounds like, except it's here now. It's here now, and it's got to stop.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Folks, last time we failed to stop the left, $2 billion. $2 billion with a B worth of damage to businesses. That was the insurance company payout for the Summer of Love.
That's what it cost. And look, the pressure on Trump was extreme at that time, not to unleash National Guards, not to unleash federal authorities, and we let them burn cities. They got the idea that that was their right. That is free speech when they do it. And we, I think, learned from that. You got to stop them when it starts. You got to stop them when it starts. Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina making news again, moving to have Representative LaMonica McIver expelled from Congress. She should go. She needs to go. You don't get to attack federal agents. Isn't that what the Democrats told us? No, when they're talking about January 6th, if you look, you're protesting, you don't get to attack federal agents, or you do years in prison. Well, shouldn't that be good enough for Democrats? Because if we don't stop them now, we don't show them, okay, you can get violent in order to get your hits, clicks, likes, and your, you know, 3 minutes on MSNBC, but you're going to prison after that. Folks, understand this. They're still at it with the dual justice, okay? They're trying to establish when unruly January 6ers shove federal agents, years in prison. When unruly Democrat Congress members shove federal agents, they're just protesting First Amendment rights. What happens then? Inevitably, we've seen this in other countries. We show up to legitimately protest sometime in the future, and they violently attack us. They've already established we have no rights, but they have the right to violent attack. They have the right to burn, to hurt, to shoot, to kill. And what happens? Exactly what happened post-Weimar Republic in Nazi Germany. Exactly. When, if you stood up to speak and you didn't have the permission of the black shirts or the brown shirts, you had to get that for it. It didn't even matter what you were saying. When you stood up to speak, they had established firmly their right to violence and to keep people from speaking unless they had their permission. You got beaten. People who listened to you got beaten. They got away with it. The left knows their history. That is what they are doing here. So good for Nancy Mace standing in the breach. This is the kind of discussion we need to have. Because you know what? As Trisha McLaughlin explained from Department of Homeland Security, and this is what they don't want you to know about this. These Democrats, these Republicans, any Congress member who wants to tour an ICE facility, and Democrats want to go in there and make sure their future voters are safe to rape, rob, murder, mayhem, illegal immigrants, they can do that. All they have to do is make an appointment. That's all they got to do. You don't have to violently bust your way in. So why violently bust your way in if you could just sign up for a tour? Because they're being treated humanely. Their rights are being respected. That doesn't make news headlines, and it doesn't establish a right to violence for Democrats and Democrats only. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Trisha McLaughlin. The day after this violent attack by the lunatic Representative LaMonica McIver, explaining the procedure. These are not hard things.
I mean, I'm glad I can be here to actually give viewers the facts. What happened as that these members of Congress, including the mayor as well, and a mob of protesters, as there was a bus full of detainees going through the gate, they stormed the gate and actually entered the first security checkpoint. This put law enforcement at risk, and this actually put the detainees as well at risk. If any official, including these members of Congress, want to enter the facility and take a tour, DHS is more than accommodating, but just because you're a member of Congress does not mean you can break the law, trespass, put law enforcement at risk, and storm the detention facility.
Make an appointment. Now, listen to this. This is Eric Swalwell yesterday, Democrat. I played this for you yesterday. Listen to what he's saying. We are establishing our right to, we just want to show up, get violent, and be let in. We want to slap around ICE. We don't like them. We should get to hit them, shove them, do whatever we want. He knows he can make an appointment. Listen to how he words this. This is a threat on he made on MSNBC.
If you mess with one person in the family, you mess with the entire family. I promise you, there's going to be more unnoticed visit my colleagues where they show up and they better be let in.
More unnoticed. In other words, if we make an appointment, you'll just let us in. So we're going to try to violently bash our way in. So you'll arrest us. Why? To confirm what Tim Walz said. Folks, they need the B-roll. They need the video of Democrats being arrested in order to fit the narrative Tim Walz laid out at the University of Minnesota. Again, Kamala Harris's running mate.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense. Not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared.
See, though, they need this. They need the imagery of Democrats being arrested, trying to enter ICE facilities they could have just made an appointment and had a tour of. Folks, this is just the most bizarre, some of the most bizarre stuff I think I've ever seen. This is not how I thought the bond market would degenerate. It's not. I thought it'd be Democrats. I really did. And look, a lot of the damage was done by Democrats under Joe Biden. It's how we got $37 trillion in debt and a $2 trillion. It'll be $3 trillion by the time the Republicans are done deficit every year. By the way, that's one bill increases the deficit by a third, in case anybody's keeping track, through 2029. I expect this from Democrats. I don't expect it from Republicans. And it's so funny because if you watch Fox News, you watch even Newsmax or anything, like, they're covering this and they're covering Speaker Mike Johnson and they're covering everything everyone's saying. And the delusion, folks. Oh, the delusion, the crazy in their eyes. You can tell that they are in a very insulated environment where normal, real things just don't permeate. And I think, wow, this must have been how it was during the Weimar Republic. This must have been how it was in Argentina. When you ask yourself, Zimbabwe, like, how do they get to that point where you can clearly see the train coming down and track at you? And you just keep walking down the track right at the train. You could tell no reality permeates here. They're not talking to financial experts. They're just not. They're not watching the news, maybe, or whoever's talking to them is telling them, ignore the news, ignore what just happened with the bond markets. Don't pay attention. It'll be fine. It'll be good. Ralph Norman's a rhino. Chip Roy's a rhino. Thomas Massey's a rhino. They deserve to be primaried for even questioning the math here. Well, who else is questioning the math? Bond buyers across the world. They're questioning the math. A solution, the GOP thinks, and I hate to say it, Trump's one of them. We'll solve the problem by shutting up Massey. Then the bond buyers will just buy our bond. No, they won't. But I want you to hear the delusion in this clip. This is Kevin Hassett, one of Trump's, he's the head of Trump's Economic Council, one of Trump's key advisors here. And so I want you to hear what Trump hears, because this is Hassett. He's got a big smile on his face. He's on Laura Ingraham. He is super duper excited because the big, beautiful bill will pass. And there's a lot of really good stuff in there. And it is going to fire up the economy. I'm not going to lie to you about that. It's not all bad, not even close. But the price, the deal with the devil that they're making to pay for it. Including, folks, and thank God for Ralph Norman today. Folks, you know, I always tell you, call and complain. Call poor Ralph Norman's office today and say thank you. What a good person. What kind of backbone is? I endorsed him when he ran. I made the right decision. I did. I helped him beat a rhino. A real rhino, not the kind of rhino we say today when you say, hey, I don't want my kids to go bankrupt. I don't want my grandkids to be poor. And they scream rhino and they give you a primary challenger, which Ralph Norman's surely going to get. We'll back him, though, as he gets through the primary. Trump will endorse the primary challenger. I want you to hear the level of delusion. This is one of Trump's economic advisors, okay? And Laura Ingraham's sitting there. She's clearly worried. She's watched what happened with the bond markets yesterday when bond buyers are like, dude, we can't do this anymore. We're not sure. I mean, if the bond market wobble, folks, this is the second wobble of the bond market in 2 months. Every time we take any kind of new, direction, tariffs, even bigger bill with more spending than the Democrats. The bond market wobbles. You can't live this way. A country can't live this way. And the solution is not just to make Chip Roy shut up and it'll go away, because it's not going away. Bond buyers are smarter than that. You're watching the Japanese bond market wobble too. Why? There's too much debt on the world market and there are not enough physical buyers, unless this alien invasion that Lou Elizondo keeps telling us is coming. Maybe that happened. Maybe they want some bonds. They fly up. We sell them some bonds. Maybe there's millions of them. It could solve the problem. Short of that, no. This is why you're seeing this in the Japanese market. We have flooded the market with too many bonds. But anyway, I want to play this clip for you. I want you to hear the delusion. Kevin Hassett, nice guy. Big smile on his face. He is so pumped because the big, beautiful disaster is about to pass. And he's so excited. And Laura Ingraham's like, but dude, did you see? But there's no bond buyers. What does that mean? You're going to have to print the money to buy the bonds. What does that mean? Inflation. That's what that means. I think their strategy is we're just not going to worry about it. We just don't care. And I don't think they're evil. Anyway, I want you to hear this conversation between Laura Ingraham and Kevin Hassett last night. You get an idea of what Trump's hearing.
What needs to happen?
Okay, let me get this off. This is a hold on. Here we go.
What needs to happen to calm down these markets with this big, beautiful bill? Because it's going to pass. Right. It looks pretty likely.
Right. It's going to pass.
But what happened with that bond auction today? Because it looks like the market was spooked because it clearly is not going to cut the deficit. 3.8 trillion. It looks like it adds to the deficit.
Yep.
So how does the credit markets get calmed down here?
So first, I want to commend President Trump because he brought the Freedom Caucus folks in today. He met with them. He listened respectfully to their concerns, and he left with the idea that there could be a vote tonight. And when they're saying in the morning, it could be late tonight. And the reason that happened, I think, is that people know the economic benefits of this bill. I gave a talk at the Republican Study Committee in the House today at lunch, just laying out the economics of what's going to happen. And the bottom line is that this bill is going to lead to probably 3% growth again, just like we promised last
probably.
Time.
Probably.
And if we get 3% growth instead of the 1.8% growth that the CBO is promising, then guess what? That adds $4 trillion in revenue. It makes it so this bill pays for itself. And I think when people see the bill pass, then that's going to create a lot of certainty in markets, and that's going to be very, very helpful tomorrow.
What is the concern, the chief concern of the fiscal hawks who have been holdouts? And again, I don't think most of them do themselves any favors in their persuasive abilities. But the underlying concern is, I know one that you share and the president shares.
Sure.
We have to cut spending. We have to cut spending.
Right.
And we're spending more in the Pentagon. We're Golden Dome. That's great. But it's a lot of money. And
right. We're
not cutting entitlements. So where do you get the cuts?
Well, I spoke.
He gets interrupted by the Israeli assassination. I'll answer your question. There aren't any. Folks, they were trying to fund AOC's Green New Deal. Thank Ralph Norman. They basically gutted that. The tax credits are still in there, but they're so impossible to get now that it looks like people who are going to walk away with hundreds of billions of dollars aren't going to be able to do it. They're complaining. Ralph Norman got that done. Thank him. He did the best he could. There wasn't much you could do to slow these lunatics down. They just don't care. Folks, did you hear what the solution is? Well, yeah, the bond market's freaking out, but yeah, probably we can have 3% growth. Probably. That's our economic plan. Probably. Look, if anybody could do it, Trump can, okay? I don't mean totally negative here, but I always give you the truth. I always have. If anyone could do it, Trump can. But what about when Trump's gone? We're still going to have the spending in place. Then what? Oh, well. The Republicans just took the keys to the clown car from the Democrats. They were driving it off the cliff. And they said, here, let me get behind the wheel. And they mashed down on the accelerator. And Trump's right there in the driver's seat with him. Coming up on the show, so much stuff going on right now. Can't even believe it. Bombshells going off about the COVID shot. Headline, this is Fox News now, and watching Fox News finally do this is vindication for somebody like me who was seeing it very early on and getting pushback, including from doctors. No, 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 we can trust the CDC, we can trust the FDA. We're finding out, no, we can't, or we couldn't, past tense. We can now, and that's why we're finding out the truth, because of the good people that Trump has appointed. Headline, Fox News, for them, this is a big admit. They were full in on the shot. Headline, U.S. officials delayed warning public about heart inflammation risk from COVID shot. You listened to that this show, you knew that. You knew that right off the top. U.S. health officials knew about the risks of myocarditis from COVID-19 vaccines, but downplayed the concern and delayed informing the public about the risks of taking the jab. This is according to a new Senate report released by Ron Johnson Wednesday. And that report, folks, comes with all the links from all of the studies. We know it now. And for Fox News to finally admit this, when it's too late for so many people, but to finally admit it is good because we can at least save, you know, that babies that are being born now that we get the shot, we can save kids who whose parents will take them to doctors who will just give them the shot. They're on their third and fourth booster. Incredible things came out of that hearing yesterday, including, remember how many athletes we've seen suddenly die with heart attacks? Now we know why. They hid the information that after you got that shot, you should wait at least 3 months for heavy athletic activity. Things they knew but didn't tell us. It's all beginning to make sense. Now, the good news going forward is Trump made some mistakes here, but he's willing to go back and take a look at the mistakes that he made. He's got the people in place to do it. And we're finding the things that are at least going to save the next generation from these shots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.